Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, April 18th, 2014. This is Good Friday, the Friday before Easter. Here I sit in my office, high atop the streets of Memphis, Tennessee, staring out at a beautiful day with the flowers blooming in April. Good Friday, Passover week, when Jews celebrate the Passover, which reminds us of the enslavement of the Jews in Egypt by Pharaoh, and of their deliverance by God. It is a story of redemption and freedom. Easter, a story of freedom and the release from sin's bondage, paid for with God's own Son. We celebrate these holidays thousands of years later, lest we forget it is equally important that we celebrate and remember now, because freedom itself is under attack like never before. We celebrate our own freedom in July, our own independence from Great Britain. Many years ago, Thomas Jefferson told us about that in the Declaration of Independence. He told us that rights come from God, that freedom is a gift from God. Let's listen to his words. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. So you can see that Mr. Jefferson believed that the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle us to these things, and that these unalienable rights, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, are some of those. The purpose of government is to secure those God-given rights. That was the system that this country was founded on. Now, 238 years ago, these words are immortal, but the government is trying to change that. Washington, D.C. works night and day to destroy them. That is the way it is, unfortunately. Therefore, when government sets out deliberately not to secure our God-given rights, but to destroy them, government is attempting to steal from us what has been given to us by God. Unfortunately, sometimes we see our own people embracing bondage and supporting the government's theft of our rights. Slavery can exist in the mind as much as it does physically. We can become prisoners of our own mind. We used to question the government, especially in the areas of civil rights and the government's capacity to make war, but no more, at least not in the corporate-owned mainstream. Do we question them? Not even when the Fourth Amendment that used to protect us from warrantless searches and seizures is completely abandoned, is anything said in the corporate media. The loss of the Sixth and Seventh Amendment right to trial by jury doesn't concern them. In fact, they even celebrate it from time to time. Nor does making war against anyone, anytime, for any reason bother them. Nor does the authority to arrest, imprison, torture, and kill anyone, does that bother them? Many people now embrace the values of tolerance and political correctness. These people tolerate just about anything. They will tolerate intellectual and social tyranny, but not simple First Amendment freedoms. Neocons are no different. They attack Rand Paul for his non-interventionist views. But not everyone feels that way, it seems. Recent examples of civil unrest leads me to believe that the tide could at least be starting to turn. There's a growing awareness, I think, that the emperor has no clothes. By that I mean the government is losing its legitimacy. People disrespect government as never before. They question its legitimacy. They laugh at it. They know that the government officials lie to us all the time. They laugh at, if you like your plan, you can keep it. That's a joke now, the national joke, the liar of the year. They are such obvious liars. People expect to be lied to. The government, though, is not amused. It is ready for civil unrest and expects growing resistance. That explains the militarization of the police forces across America, armed and even uniformed like soldiers. In many cities, the police walk our streets armed with submachine guns to control our population. The citizens coming to the aid of the Bundy family in Nevada was particularly inspiring. People who were friends and neighbors of Mr. Bundy would not just sit idly by and let his cattle be stolen. So they came out and put their bodies where their mouths were. This was just too much for Senator Harry Reid. He said these people were domestic terrorists. They would not submit to him, so they were domestic terrorists. We must let our land and our property be stolen when the government says to, according to Senator Reid, that is. Most people don't care. They just write letters to the editor and comment on blogs about how happy we should all be to have the government steal the fruits of our labor. But some people feel differently. As I said, folks, this is Good Friday, and finally I will close by telling you how you can tell when the government is lying. Well, you know the story. Their lips are moving. That's right, but it's worse than that. The government is always lying because the leaders of government know who their father is. He is the father of lies. They hear his voice, and they respond to him. At least that's the way I see it, folks. Happy Easter. Until next time, this is Darrell Caskell. Thanks for listening.